Weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, some scattered rain and snow showers early, then clearing skies breezy. We'll see steady temperatures around 30, wind gusts as high as 45 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, upper teens. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid-30s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, upper teens. And Wednesday, sunny skies, lower 40s. Right now, it's 30.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. A two-year-old child in critical condition after being hurt by a vehicle Sunday near Bentley. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says the incident happened just before 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and the Sheriff's Office says a vehicle in a driveway of a residence hit the child with an adult behind the wheel. KWCH-TV reports that authorities have not released any further information. A 44-year-old man who's been in prison for murder since 1994 was found dead Saturday inside the Lansing Correctional Facility. The Kansas Department of Corrections said the Kansas Bureau of Investigation is investigating the death of Joshua Kaiser. Kaiser was paroled last year for a 1993 carjacking and killing in Topeka, but was still serving a sentence for another crime. Kaiser and another man robbed 33-year-old Tim Riley of his car. They then forced him into the trunk at gunpoint and drove him to another area where they fatally shot him. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm alongside Randy McCurry, the ag truck specialist at Rusty Egg Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Egg Ford?
Rusty Egg Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call, and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Egg Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Egg, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Egg Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
Kansas lawmakers who are running for federal office are free to accept campaign contributions from lobbyists, despite a state rule limiting such contributions during the legislative session. The state's limit doesn't apply to federal elections, so State President Susan Weigel, Senator Barbara Blair, and State Representative Troy Waymaster are all free to raise money for their congressional campaigns. Weigel, a Republican, and Blair, a Democrat, are both running for U.S. Senate. Waymaster's a Republican running for Congress. Senate Minority Leader Anthony Hensley, a Topeka Democrat, said the lawmakers running for federal office should voluntarily refrain from raising lobbyist cash during the session. ESPN reports the Kansas City Chiefs got their gear just in time for the Patriots game after it was accidentally sent to a wrong location. KWCH reports, according to an ESPN source, if the Chiefs hadn't got the equipment by the time the game started, they would have had to forfeit. Mid-America Network News.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Santa! Is it really him?
Ho, 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 ho! Settle down, buddy. I have to tell people about Blue Valley Technologies' Christmas gift.
Ho, 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 ho. Is it gumdrops and candy canes?
No, buddy, even better. $100 gift card. Upgrade your internet today and have some extra cash for the holidays.
Presents!
Contact Blue Valley Technologies for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Authorities say a Scotts Bluff woman who was injured last month along with her 6-year-old son in a crash in western Nebraska has died. The Scotts Bluff Star-Herald reports 28-year-old Holly Heath died at Regional West Medical Center. Her family says she'd been on life support and that her organs have been donated to help others. The Nebraska State Patrol says the crash happened on the 20th of November when Heath pulled out onto Highway 26 from a county road and into the path of another vehicle. The driver of the other vehicle was also injured. Authorities say one person was injured in a helicopter crash at the Miller Airport in Omaha. TV station KETV reports that the crash happened just before 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon as the helicopter was trying to land. Police say only the pilot was in the aircraft. The pilot taken to an Omaha hospital for treatment of minor injuries. The FAA will be investigating the crash. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the ag truck specialist at Rusty Eck Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Eck Ford?
Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Eck Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and discussed going out for bids for the county councilor position for next year. This is an appointed position, along with Agency on Aging Director, Emergency Management Director, and Public Works Administrator. These appointments are made annually in January. Public Works Administrator reported that if weather cooperates and all goes smoothly, the bridge under construction in St. Bridget Township should be open mid-part of this next week. There's also concern with the bridge just east of this location on Bison Road, which will be on the list to repair after the first of the year. There was further discussion regarding the low water crossing in Lincoln Township. A bridge structure will likely be constructed in this location. More information is needed to determine the size. The county is equipped to build the structure if it's less than 60 feet. The department is working on the 2020 plan for roads and bridges, but does not have it completed at this time. Commissioners will discuss renewal of a neighborhood revitalization program and will give the 2018 audit report Monday, December 9th. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday and appointed Justin Dragiston to the Washington County Hospital Board and reappointed Anita Baugh to the Pawnee Mental Health Board for 2020. They briefly discussed upcoming bridge projects and were advised they may have to add at least three new bridges next year. Nemaha County Commissioners met last Monday and heard that the recycling trailer in Centralia was set on fire and has been destroyed. No decision was made at this time as to whether to place a new recycling trailer in Centralia or not. The sheriff advised they're dealing with several criminal damage to property incidents in Centralia weekend before last. The Emergency Preparedness Director advised the Kansas Department of Agriculture will conduct an exercise at a dairy in Nemaha County December 16th and 17th. Pawnee County, Nebraska commissioners last week interviewed two applicants for sheriff to replace Jimmy Reed, who has submitted resignation effective first of the year. Chief Deputy Braden Lang was appointed pending his move to Pawnee from Richardson County. He has served as a deputy since June 2009. Public meetings are planned in Beatrice, Wymore, and Adams Tuesday, December 10th to present results of a countywide housing study coordinated by Engage Economic Development.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We wanted to get as many people as possible to these meetings, and we invite anyone who is either working or living in Gage County to attend. We've got one in Beatrice, the library at 5:30, one in Wymore at the community center at 7 o'clock, and also one in Adams at 7:30. These meetings, we will go over the survey results. We just want to hear from people. We want to hear their thoughts in person. We'll go over kind of next steps in the housing study process. We don't want to take up too much of people's time, so we're hoping to keep these meetings to an hour or less.
Here in Chadwick with Engage was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend. He talked about the housing study and how it is a component of future economic development efforts in Gage County.
We wanted to get a general idea of the survey respondents. We asked questions like household income, concerns with rental market, homeownership. We asked what people think we have plenty of or what they think we need more of. We just kind of asked pretty general questions about the housing market currently in Gage County.
Donald L. Kramer, C-R-A-M-E-R, age 83 of Manhattan, passed away Thursday. His daughters from this area include Amy Taphorn, Cindy Stout, and Luana Stryker. Funeral services Monday, 11 a.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Donald Kramer.
Marysville Main Street and the Chamber of Commerce wish you a very Marysville Christmas and thanks you for dining and shopping local.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, goulash, French bread, green beans, and applesauce. Tomorrow, taco potato muffin, broccoli and cheese, mandarin oranges, and cake. Check of a school and community calendar, Marysville Junior High Girls Basketball at Concordia this afternoon. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low-pressure system making its way across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, and this will continue to push off towards the east. As we head through the day, we'll see a little bit of some mixed precipitation early. Upper parts of the Midwest will see snow throughout the day, but in our area, we'll have gradual clearing skies. As a high-pressure system moves in, it's an Arctic high, so we're going to see very cold temperatures starting tonight, continuing into tomorrow over the next few days. So looking at the forecast for this Monday, scattered rain and snow showers early, then clearing skies, steady temperatures, lower 30s, wind gusts as high as 45 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the upper teens, winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid-30s, winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the upper teens. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, high of 42, and Wednesday night, mostly cloudy in the mid-20s. And that's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-December 41, record high on this date 61 in 1990. The average low 19, the record low is 6 below zero in 2005. Sunset this evening 5:01, sunrise in the morning at 7:36. 34 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are gusty out of the north already and a wind advisory is posted for today. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 9th of December. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Merry Christmas from CJ Express. Get fueled up and stocked up for the holidays. The lunch special for December in Marysville is a baked potato with all the toppings, and CJ West is baking up the Blazin' Barbecue Pizza again. You can even do some Christmas shopping in any of our stores. T-shirts, plush dinos, travel mugs, and gift cards all make fantastic gifts. Safe travels from CJ Express.
The Rams roll over Seattle and the Niners squeak past the Saints. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Los Angeles Rams kept their playoff chances alive last night, dominating the Seahawks on Sunday Night Football.
Gives to Gurley. He tries the left side to the perimeter. A vicious stiff arm, and he goes in on his feet. Touchdown, Todd Gurley. Touchdown, L.A.
On KSPN, Seattle's only touchdown came on a pick six, and L.A. won 28-12 to improve to 8-5. The 49ers came out on top in a slugfest with the Saints. Robbie Gould's 30-yarder as time expired gave San Francisco the 48-46 win.
High snap. Wisnowski got it down. Robbie Gould's kick is good!
On KNBR, Jimmy Garoppolo and Drew Brees combined to throw 9 touchdowns in the tilt. NBA, Anthony Davis dropped 50 on the Timberwolves to lead the Lakers to a 142-125 win. More NFL, the Chiefs clinched the AFC West with a win over the Patriots in Foxborough.
Four-man rush, a delayed rush. Mahomes thrown off the back foot. He wants McCall. Hard run. He's got the catch at the 15. Jukes at the 10. 5. Touchdown, Kansas City.
On KCFX, 23-16, the final as Kansas City ends New England's 21-game home win streak. Lamar Jackson tossed 3 touchdown passes as the Ravens improved to 11-2 with a 24-17 win over the Bills. NBA, Tyler Hero lived up to his name as the Heat took on the Bulls, hitting multiple late threes to lead the Heat to an overtime win.
Tyler for 3. Bang! Oh, uncut!
conscious. Tyler Hero, another three ball.
On WAXY, that gave Miami a 108-105 lead. They won 110-105. College hoops, number 5 Virginia beat 7th-ranked North Carolina 56-47. NHL, Colin Miller scored in overtime to give the Sabres a 3-2 win over the Oilers. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tuesday night tip-off, Valley Heights at Marysville. Girls and boys games simulcast live on KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, on air, online, and on our mobile app.
2019 is quickly coming to a close. The girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance want to say we appreciate your business. Best wishes to you and your families for a happy and safe holiday season.
Merry Christmas.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has an unlikely ally in Republican Senator Ted Cruz when it comes to a last-minute push for changes to the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. They're pushing to strip the trade pact of language shielding internet companies from liability over user-generated content. The protection comes under scrutiny in D.C. as companies like Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter are under fire for harmful content and political misinformation on some of their pages. Critics arguing that putting those protections in trade deals limits congressional ability to reconsider them domestically. But Republican lawmakers see the effort to eliminate the language as one last chance as a move to delay the trade deal. Adding in a new and potentially controversial request could significantly delay the process that everyone involved has said is close to finishing up. Well, China announced plans on Friday to lift some tariffs on U.S. soybeans and pork. Say the move could be designed to take some of the heat off the talks aimed at bringing a truce to the trade war. Chinese Finance Ministry said last week it would waive taxes on some imports once companies had applied for exemptions. It didn't specifically say which goods or how many of those goods would be exempted. Back in September, China said it would exclude some soybeans and pork products from its newest tariffs. China's Customs Tariff Commission of the State Council said it will dedicate a range of goods to be excluded from tariff countermeasures against the U.S. Section 301 measure. President Trump told reporters late last week the talks with China were going well and hinted he may not place new tariffs on Chinese goods coming up on the 15th as planned. Trump said we'll have to see. Something could happen, but we're not discussing it yet. But good discussions continuing with China. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Good morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest check of ag news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. With just days left to this session of Congress, impeachment has now become the 800-pound gorilla on Capitol Hill, and that has House backers of the United States-Mexico-Canada trade agreement worried. Kevin Brady is the top Republican on the House Ways and Means Committee that handles trade, as he tells us what he's seen in the general concern on Capitol Hill.
Are we worried that impeachment will delay or knock this important agreement off? Yes. But I also think it's crucially important for the country that we move this bill now.
That's a decision that rests totally with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who Thursday ordered her lawmakers to move ahead with articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. And in a further sign, Pelosi's in no mood to deliver the president a big Christmas present, or what they see as a political win for the president. Two Democrats demanded a security agreement with Mexico to stem drug violence impending trade before any United States-Mexico-Canada agreement vote. That's part of a growing list of last-minute conditions on labor enforcement, drug patents, and interest content. Despite the increasing obstacles, Brady and a dozen other or so Texas lawmakers told reporters that they're not giving up on this trade agreement.
I think, one, it's very close. Two, we have the time to do this. And three, at the end of the day, this is a win for the American people. It is win for workers, for agriculture, for all that.
But even staunch agricultural allies admit the odds now for passing USMCA this year are long amid the crush of last-minute must-do bills, already unfavorable politics, and now impeachment. Sam Speck with your Ag News on the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Let's talk about soybeans with the chairman of the United Soybean Board after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Keith Tapp is a fifth-generation soybean farmer from Kentucky, and he is the chairman of the United Soybean Board. That's an all-volunteer organization that administers the checkoff program for soybean producers. And he spoke with my friend and colleague, Orion Samuelson, about the soybean industry right now and some of the difficulties that farmers are facing.
We have had a lot of obstacles this year. Of course, planting season was tough. And then, like I say, the farmers just are faced with so many things right now that we have no control over. And pretty much anything a farmer does, he has no control over. So we just have to have the faith and keep the faith that tomorrow's going to be a better day.
I've had some people say, why does African swine fever have an impact on a soybean grower in the United States? Could you answer that one for me?
Well, that's pretty easy, right? Of course, soybeans grown for the protein. The value that is in the bean is used to feed our animals. Animals are our number one customer. And with that, you know, when you take a cut in the swine production and you have issues like that, then it's definitely going to affect, you know, a farmer.
A lot of our soybeans moving into China were to feed dogs.
China's always been a big market for us. They're a good partner, have been for many, many years. We've maintained, you know, relationships with them. Conversations still going on. We have, you know, American Soybean Associations trying to work out issues. They work with, you know, the legislators. So we just want to produce the best bean that we can, the high quality bean that so many people want, and that's our position. And we feel like we're still doing that.
It's been interesting to me to see how you take that small seed and change it, because you have made a lot of improvements in that soybean, haven't you?
We have. We're very fortunate in the States to have scientists that are working with our land-grant universities, with you know, private industry, USB, a lot of our funds go to help fund some of this research. We're proud to do that and proud of the accomplishments. That's a part of sustainable, or being sustainable as well, development of beans that can withstand and resist insects. You know, the herbicides that we use, we're trying to use less and grow more. So we're just very pleased with the route we're taking and the end result.
More from Keith Tapp tomorrow, back after this.
There will be a land auction, 156 acres, Nemahal County farmland, northeast of Centralia, selling for the Alfred Rader Trust, Saturday, December 14th. Sale begins at 1:30 at the Centralia Community Center. Property is 156 taxable acres, 151 cropland acres, 141 are currently being farmed. with a balance in waterways and a wooded draw with wildlife habitat. Land is all terraced with tile outlets planted to wheat, corn, and soybeans. Property is located 2 miles east of Centralia to I Road, then 2 miles north on the east side, bordered on the north by 104th Road. For inspection, contact John Klein with Klein Realty and Auction. This real estate auction of 156 acres in Nemahal County farmland for the Alfred Rader Trust, Saturday, December 14th. Sale begins at 1:30 at the Centralia Community Center. Sale conducted by Klein Realty and Auction. For details, go online to mcclivestock.com/Klein Realty.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY. Temperature falling 30 now with a gusty north-northwest wind and a wind advisory posted through 10 a.m. this morning for our listening area. Colder temperatures today, tomorrow.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Bashaud Breeland knocked away a Tom Brady fourth down pass to Julian Edelman in the end zone, and the Kansas City Chiefs survived a series of mistakes and questionable calls by the officials to hold off New England 23-16. Combined with Oakland's loss to Tennessee, the Chiefs clinched the AFC West title. The loss ends the Patriots' 21-game home win streak in the regular season and playoffs, which was tied for the longest in team history. It was the third longest string in NFL history. Tyson Edion scored 19 points and had 4 assists to help lead Wichita State to an 80-61 victory over Oklahoma State. Eric Stevenson had 13 points and 6 rebounds, while Jaime Ekinike also scored 13 points for WSU. Jamarius Burton contributed 7 points, 8 rebounds, and 11 assists. Monday, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
High school basketball action Friday in girls' play. Sabetha edged Marysville 53-50. Frankfort took Pawnee City 55-32. Riley County upended Valley Heights girls 50-42. Washington County fell to Clifton Clyde 43-20. Blue Valley Randolph over Lynn 50-40. Diller Odell girls held off HTRS 60-56 in overtime. Boys' play Friday. Marysville took Sabetha 68-52. Frankfort down Pawnee City 57-44. Riley County took Valley Heights 55-44. Clifton Clyde down Washington County 50-46. And Blue Valley Randolph over Lynn 60-26.
It was a split matchup between Marysville and Sabetha in high school basketball action Friday night in Marysville. Sabetha won the girls' game in a close battle 53-50. Marysville battled back at the end and had a chance to tie, but fell short. Sammy Bartles led the way with 15 points, and Linda Franco added 9. Melina Schumann led Sabetha in scoring with 16 points. Marysville falls to 1-1 on the early season and will host Valley Heights on Tuesday. In the boys' matchup, the Bulldogs used 12 three-pointers to lead the way towards a 68-52 victory over Sabetha. Jackson Rader paced Marysville with 15 points. Dalton Denner and Brian O'Neill each scored 12 points. Matt Hawley added 11, and Owen Neatveld had 10 points. The Bulldogs improved to 2-0 and will host Valley Heights on Tuesday. For KNDY Sports, I'm Ben Keller.
Tuesday night tip-off, Valley Heights at Marysville. Girls and boys game simulcast live on KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1. On air, online, and on our mobile app.
What image comes to mind when you hear the term fish cannon? Probably not the ecological effort it really describes. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible 2-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 9th, the 343rd day of the year. Actor Simon Helberg has a birthday, and Christmas seals were sold for the first time on this day in 1907. River dams in the Pacific Northwest provide enormous benefits to humans, but they're an enormous obstacle to at least one indigenous population, salmon. Installation of fish lifts, ladders, and other devices to help propel fish over the dams on their upstream journey have been a far from perfect answer. Enter one ingenious solution, pneumatic tubes. Yes, the same system used at your bank drive-thru may soon be shooting fish up and over the dams. Testing on the so-called fish cannons have so far proven safe and effective. They may soon help restore the original salmon runs on the Columbia River. That's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
They told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, a newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. You lay before the king, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.